You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Philip Lomboy. He is a marketing strategist and author and hosts a blog at automatedmarketingstrategies.com. Philip, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Josh. Great to be here.
Hey, thanks for coming out today. So your blog preaches automation. How can we start automating our marketing? That does sound very time leveraging as well.
Well, absolutely. Well, the first thing you really got to do is understand what's really going on with your marketing. One thing I always do with my clients, and I recommend that everyone does this that's listening, is that you've really got to look at your current process, your current strategy, and, you know, it's as simple as maybe just taking a paper and pen and just drawing it out. Step by step, what are the things that you are doing with your prospects, your customers, your clients, and draw out all those different steps that they go through and to transform them from customers, from prospects to customers. And any of those areas there where you see some repetition, that's where you want to be able to leverage it. Now, the challenge, though, is that many people try to automate, but they find out too late that they're automating bad strategy. So drawing out exactly what you're doing and seeing if it really makes sense or not, whether you should keep it or, you know, enhance it, is something you've got to do first.
What's the best way to kick off an effective marketing process?
Well, ultimately, you really have to start with your prospect. You know, there's that radio station that everyone is tuned into, right? It's WIIFM. It's what's in it for me. Now, much of the time, business owners send out a lot of messages, advertising that's targeted only to people that are ready to buy right now. Now, you can look at different surveys on this, but typically it's about 3%. 3% of the market that you're talking to is ready to buy right now. So you see that most of that money is wasted because they're not addressing the needs of the other 97%. Now, if you can take that that viewpoint and say, well, you know what, I've actually got to talk to this 97% as well, the people that maybe they're not ready to buy yet, but they will be buying soon. So what can you do? What information can you give them? How can you help them along so that by the time they are ready to buy, you are the person that helped them most and are the preferred vendor that they want to go with?
Can you give us some examples of education-based marketing that has worked best for you?
Well, the key to this process is really to offer something of real value to your prospect in exchange for their contact information. So whether you give them a 24-hour free recorded message or a downloaded special report, maybe a video training course or an audio interview, you want to be sure to give them something that's going to be of value to them. That's where you've got to start. And then you can take that thing that's of value to them. Maybe they have a question that's going on in their head. Well, you can answer it and provide that answer in a number of different ways. Now, by far, the best method that I've used, not only for myself but also for my clients, is using online seminars, or what we call webinars.
Today we're joined by Philip Lomboy, a marketing strategist and author, and host a blog at automatedmarketingstrategies.com here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Philip, what makes that method stand out from the rest?
Well, webinars are, or these online seminars are, what I call event-based. So it means that the prospects have to show up at a specific day and time. So that really helps to qualify them, you know, the people that are serious versus the ones that aren't. Other methods, like, say, for example, if you put a video or an article on your website, well, those are what I call on demand. So the prospect is the one that is in charge of that whole thing, and you're not really sure as to whether they actually viewed it or read it or anything like that. With an event-based marketing medium, you can get that measurement in there. So, say for example, on a webinar, you can see whether people drop off at a certain point in the presentation. You can also ask them if they have any questions and gather those questions. Unlike live in-person seminars, though, webinars are scalable. So because we're doing it all online, it doesn't matter what your geography is, it doesn't matter where your particular prospect is located, especially if it's such that the service that you're offering isn't based on geography, then you want to be sure to have a wider reach. And online seminars allow you to do that much, much more easily than in-person seminars or any other medium like that for that matter.
So where does the automation come in?
Well, now that you've got all this data about your prospect in terms of how they behaved on the event itself, maybe the questions they asked, well, now you can communicate with them much more effectively. So, say, for example, if somebody stayed to a certain portion of the presentation, then you can have your automated system send out follow-up messages based specifically on the data that we've gathered. So it helps them to move along further into the next logical step of the marketing process.
Well, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information about automating their marketing with webinars?
Well, they can go to a website that I've set up specifically for Entrepreneur Radio EPN listeners, where they can download my webinar attraction guide. Shows you how to get even more clients with online seminars. And that guide will take them step by step through the process, including all the systems that I recommend, as well as the simplest ways to structure an effective webinar. And all you've got to do to get that is just go to automatedmarketingstrategies.com/EPN.
Very good. He is Philip Lomboy, a marketing strategist and author, and host a blog at automatedmarketingstrategies.com. And for the EPN listeners, the website again is automatedmarketingstrategies.com/EPN. Philip, thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.